Hello, it's DJP's Rock Vinyl here, back with another great episode of great music. Now, before we go on, I got quite a few comments from last week's show, which if you remember brought you music from the band Druid and the band Trace. Now, Mark Anglin left a comment and he recommends a Trace track from the same album that I played called Snuff. And he says that the Hammond riff is pure gold. Lawrence Worker left a comment saying that, thank you for sharing this, good band. I'm not sure if he was on about Druid or Trace, but we'll take that. Keith Betts says that his favourite was Druid, that he'd never heard of Trace, but loved the fluid guitar work of Dane from Druid. Keith Betts commented that Trace were Dutch. Mick Curley said that his favourite was Druid Voices. John Speed said he'd not heard of Druid. I hope he had a listen. But he has the Trace album on CD. Alexandra Volpertz says that his favourite track by Druid is Shangri-La, and from Trace, Progression. And Philip David Austin says he rather liked both of these and he wondered why he'd never heard of them. He said that I was right, that Druid have a huge Yes influence. Trace, however, I like more, and of the two, it has aged better and still sounds relevant to me. Soren Lemch said that his favourite Druid track is Towards the Sun, and from Trace, Birds. And finally, John Fortier says that he likes Trace, very classical in nature. Van der Linden's knew their way around a song. I also saw lots of likes and love for these two tracks. So, that was from last week. That was some of my older prog from Druid and Trace. And what have I got for you this week? Well, it's time for our monthly decade jump. Yes, this is the episode where we'll jump to a couple of decades, either 10, 20, 30, 40 or 50 years ago, or maybe even 60. So, let's pull the switch.
Decade jump, engaged.
40 years. Selected. And so we arrive 40 years ago in June 1983. And I think the album and the track that I've selected is fairly relevant. And here's why. The album I've selected is Peter Gabriel's Plays Live. Yes, it was his first live and fifth album overall as a solo artist. It was recorded between November and December 1982 in the United States and 1983 in Bath, England. The album reached number 8 in the UK charts. Now, I'm sure you know that Peter Gabriel is out there now, touring live. And I hope, if you wanted to, I hope you've managed to get a ticket and you've either been to see him or are going to see him soon. I'm lucky I've got a ticket for next Saturday at the Birmingham Utilitaria Arena. I've only seen Peter live once before, back in, I think it was around 1980. So I'm really looking forward to it. And to sort of link things up a bit, I've chosen a track off the Plays Live album that he is playing live on the current tour. Here it is. I know you'll love it. It's Biko from Peter Gabriel.
You don't mind your mind instead.
So there we are, back in June 1983, from Peter Gabriel's Plays Live LP, that was Biko. Now the song is a musical eulogy, inspired by the death of the black South African anti-apartheid activist Steve Biko in police custody on 12th of September 1977. Gabriel wrote the song after hearing of Biko's death on the news. Influenced by Gabriel's growing interest in African music styles, the song carries a sparse two-tone beat played on Brazilian drum and vocal percussion, in addition to the distorted guitar and the synthesised bagpipe sound, makes for a great atmospheric song. I hope you enjoyed it, and enjoy it if you go and see him live. So you're listening to DJ P's Rock Vinyl, and this is the Decade Jump podcast. Remember to like or subscribe or follow me wherever you find my podcast so that you don't miss out on my future ones, where we do all sorts of things. But now it's time to select our next Decade Jump.
Decade Jump, Engaged. 20 years. Selected.
So, we have arrived in June 2003. And the album that I've selected from this month and decade is You've Gotta Go There to Come Back. It's the fourth studio album by alternative rock band Stereophonics, produced by Kelly Jones. It became the third consecutive album of theirs to top the UK chart, so they were quite popular. Now, I'm going to play you a track from this that means quite a lot to me, and I think it was a bit different really from what the Stereophonics had released before. This track, if you listen to the lyrics, it got me through quite a difficult period in my life, and whenever I'm struggling a bit, I'll put this track on. I think it's really cool. It's got some great backing harmonies, I've already said great lyrics, an absolutely stunning guitar break, and it just sort of drifts on. It's brilliant. So here it is from 20 years ago, Maybe Tomorrow. Enjoy.
Maybe tomorrow I find my way home. So maybe tomorrow I find my way.
So an absolutely cracking song there from the Stereophonics from 20 years ago. Can you believe it? Maybe Tomorrow. From their album, You Gotta Go There to Come Back. Recorded at Hook End Manor. And just talk about the band at this point. Because we've got Kelly Jones, of course, with that very distinctive voice and vocal. And guitar. Now, apparently on this album, he's also playing Wurlitzer and Mellotron. Then we have Richard Jones on bass, Tony Kirkham on, again, Mellotron and Rhodes, and Stuart Cable on drums. And we have whoever was in the room on percussion. And I think we can hear Mellotron on that track, can't we? Some very sort of string-sounding sounds on it, which just add to the overall atmosphere of that song. So I hope you enjoyed it. So that was our show for this week. A decade jump. 40 years and 20 years ago. Peter Gabriel with Biko, Stereophonics, Maybe Tomorrow. Which did you like the most? What would you like to hear on my show? Which decade would you like to jump to? Which album would you pick? Let me know. Just look at what month we're in. Next month will be July, and see which decade you're going to go to, and let me know, and I'll take you there. But for this week, this is DJ P's Rock Vinyl, saying bye for now.